Last week, he started the topic that appears on Daf Chaf Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara is discussing the Pesukim in Sefer Shmuel Beis. The Pesukim tell a story about the two children of David HaMelech, his son of Amnon and Tamar, and they wanted to get married, and he said, let's speak to the father, and he'll give us permission. The father will certainly let us get married, and then later on he was ma'aneser, and then later on he hated her. The Gemara concludes on the last line, Amar Yudah Marav, was sure after that story of Amnon and Tamar, those were like Yichud Balatuyim. The Gemara is going to discuss that further. So first the Gemara discusses, the whole story doesn't make sense. What do you mean? A brother and a sister are going to marry? How can it be? David HaMelech had 18 different wives. True, Amnon was a son of one wife. Tamar was a daughter of a different wife. So they weren't a full brother and sister. But they were half brother and sister. They had the same father. So it's also an issue of their rights. So the Gemara asked, how is it possible that David HaMelech would permit a brother to marry a sister? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Shaila must have been. We know that David HaMelech had waged many wars with the Plishtim. And when he waged all those wars, they used to practice with Maisa, the Din and Yifastoya. It's not just the Din that's described in the Chumash and it never came up. It's not like Dachas, Bais HaMelucha, or something like that. The Gemara says he had a battalion of soldiers, Arbanias, Yilorim HaYilor David. He had a battalion that consisted of people who looked like Shkatzim. And they were all children of Yifastoya. So not only did he have such soldiers in the army, he himself had also a daughter, Tamar, who was a Bas Yifastor HaHoysa, and therefore she wasn't related to Amnon. So the question is, why is she not related? Why was she not related? Sof kol sof, they had the same father. Why aren't they related? So Tosis has over here, Chafal HaMinal, the Pashat Shat in Gemara is, that at least the Bir Rishayna, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chavos has a discussion of this head in Yifastor. So the Gemara says there's one head there, it's spoke last week when Dibratel connected to Yitzhar. It's a special head there only B'shas HaTak if the soldier feels he can't control himself. Not that it's absolutely head to Gomer or the Noch Shash whatsoever. No, it's not Hutra, it's only the Gemara seems to imply it's only the Chuyah. And if a person can control himself, and there's no need for him to use the head. So let him not use the head. So the Gemara draws a distinction between the Biri Shem and the Biri Shmir. Like Dibratera Kenegad Yitzhahara, the special head there, Kenegad Yitzhahara is on the Biri Shem. And after the Biri Shmir is another parsha. So what changed between the Biri Shem and the Biri Shmir? So Taisis claims that the Pasha Pshat is like this. The Biri Shem is even Mutam and Achri Yusuf. Normally there's a prohibition of Bola Nachris, Bola Nachris, Kanoim Pokemon. It's the Chadin from Kanoim Pokemon. It says in Shulchan Aruch that one is Bola Nachris, he's considered. His chorus with Dibrika Bola, and the Kurdish never says that there's any chorus. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a pasuk later. Yachris Hashem Reishahu Erbi Yoina, the Gemara runs out from the pasuk that there is chorus. That Avola Nachris, there is chorus. The reverse, Israelis and the Velas would not be that there is no pasuk. What? Yeah, Daf Pei Beis Amin Aleph, the Gemara quotes all of Sidon. Bo'al Basel Necha, Zer Bo'al Akus, is the Chsid Basrei, it's a Pasuk in Mamachi, after that Pasuk, Bo'al Basel Necha. The Pasuk continues, Yachris Hashem Reisha, Sheyaseh, No Er V'Yayno, that there's Chorus with Dibri Kabbalah. Dibri Kabbalah means it doesn't say Chulish, but it says in the Dibri Muxuf, it's in Mamachi. So the Rambam understands, Rambam and Rabban understands that it's only in this direction. The Israel Habola Nochris is Kores to Dibri Kabbalah. In the other direction, Israel is Hanavelis Lenochri. It's also an Isser, but it's not as Chomer as this. This is not Kores to Dibri Kabbalah. That's why the Ramah Paskins like the Ramban Ramban is over here in the sugya of Yehari Kvayavar. And that with Yehari Kvayavar is on that Ayin Dalet, part of the sugya is Ayin Dalet on the base, in Sanhedrin packet. So the Gemara discusses Akasha, how was Ayin Dalet on the base? That's a famous Kasha, that is a famous discussion of Tesis. How was Esther permitted to marry Ahasuerus? She was marrying a Nochri, which is an Aver Deraisa. And it was for Hesiod, because the whole Jewish community knew about it. Everybody knew that she was the queen, that she was marrying a Avraikasur. Let it be, the din is that you say, Harik Vayavabah, but the Zorik Vayavashkich has done, even the Ksina. And by Shar Aver, it's either for Hesiod or Bishar Sashma. So the Gemara Fekta Kasha, this is Mamish Gimen for Hesiod. The whole Klal Yisrael, all the people knew that she was Jewish and she's living with a Goy with Ahasuerus. So why wasn't it Yehari Kvayavar? So Mar has a whole discussion on the topic. So Tosis asks, she was also an Eishes Ish. Tosis has such a discussion. She was also an Eishes Ish. Why didn't Mar ask a better question? Why didn't they have to ask that she was Nivellus and Nokri and was the Farhesiot? So she'd be Yehari Kvayavar because of Shabir and Nivellus. Let it be Yehari Kvayavar because of the fact that she was married to Mordechai. Because Mar has Agaritas that Esther was married to Mordechai and he never gave her a get the whole time. So the Ramban on this Gemara discusses this topic. Tosis, a gefek takash on the Gemara. Why did the Gemara ask that it was Sharaveis b'fahesye, that it's Yehari Vayavar? You should have asked, she was married to Mordechai, so it was Gilearai, so should have been Yehari Vayavar, even if it wouldn't be b'fahesye. So the Ramban is Moira Akashe. What did Tosis have to go fly to the Agaritas for? You say that this Gemara doesn't hold from that Agaritas. It's an Agaritas. Maybe he's trying to teach us some other lesson. Maybe he's not to be taken literally. So Ramban asked a different kasha, though. Forget about the kasha from the Agarita. Why isn't this itself? What's the definition of Gili Arai? Is Gili Arai only Boal Eshishish? What about Boal Achos, Boal Bita, Boal Imor? It's not an Eshishish. It's also Gili Arai. So if the Israelis lives with a Nochri, why isn't that Gili Arai? Bias Asuris, isn't that Gili Arai? And Ramban says no. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not called Gili Arai. Let's say someone threatens, rolls a gun up to the Kohen's head, and he said, you should be Boal Agusha, otherwise I'm going to kill you. Or he holds a gun up to the head of Yisrael, and he says, you be Boal Amamzeris, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So it's an Issa Chavi Lav. It's not Chavi Krisis, it's only Chavi Lav. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, the Shach quotes from the Achronim that there's no Yehari Bar Yava by Chavi Lav. There's only Yehari Bar Yava by Chavi Krisis. Because when you say, Abu Dazar Gili Arai Sheikh Hasdam, Gili Arai says, Chavi Krisis. Chavi Lavin is not called Gili Arai, it's Bias Asuris. It's not the same thing. Not every Bio Asura is labeled as Gili Arai. It has to be Chavi Krisis. So Ramban says, that's what the Gemara didn't ask a kasha, that Esther living with the Nochri Ahasuerus, that itself should be Gili Arai. That they didn't ask. Yes, the kasha, it's an Issa, it's a Chavi Lavin, but it was Befahesia, so let it be Harbal Yavin because of the fact that it was Fahesia. So the Ramban says, I but this chorus. We just said that if a Jewish person lives with a non-Jewish woman, this chorus would be kabbalah. That was the Gemara on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Ramban says, no, it depends on what direction. If it's a Jewish man living with a nochris, that's chorus would be kabbalah. That would take the Yehari Bal Yavar, even Bitsine, because that's Gili Arayis. Chavi Kris is like Boal Bita, Boal Lima, Boal Achoso, Boal Eshishish. All of those Bias Asuras that have chorus are defined as Gili Arayis. So a Yisrael, a Boal Anachris, is also Gili Arayis. Because the Pasuk says that there's Chorus. True, there's no Pasuk in Chumash, but it's not a make-believe Chorus with the Rabbah. That's called Chorus with the Rekabbalah. The Chorus is not recorded in Chumash, but it's recorded in Nevi'im, in the Pasuk of Malachi. Yachris Hashem Elisha Sheyasena, Erbiyon. So that's called Chorus with the Rekabbalah. The Gemara over here holds, in this direction, the Yisraelis and the Belus Lunachri, there's no Chorus with the Rekabbalah. So there it's only a Chavi Lavin, so that's only a problem of Yehari Vayavar, it's only an issue of Yehari Vayavar, if it'll be Befarhesi. If it's going to be Bitsina, then there wouldn't be any problem in the first place. And the Ramah quotes this Halacha Maisim Yeredeya, the Sin and Kufn and Zayin. He passes like this Ramban, like the Mohammeds on Dafayin Dalad and Beis, this distinction, that the Israelis and the Velus Lenochri is not called Gili Arai, for Harai that the Gemara never asked, for Esther Gili Arai, the Gemara asked for Esther Farhesi Havoi. She violated the Isser of living with a Nachri, the Fahesia, so she be a hard by Yavam Itamzeh, and the Gemara gave the different answer. Shaiva had a paskin on these answers also. But in the reverse case, a Yisrael HaBoal HaNachris, if someone threatens to kill him, unless it be Boal HaNachris, So he says, even if it'll be Bitzina, that will be a Horeg Bal Yavin. That's regular Gilei Arayis, because you have an Issa Koris. So that the Pashto says that's an Issa Mocham, and the Rabban explains why. Because when the Israelis lives with a Nachri, if they'll have children, the children will be Jewish. If the Israel lives with a Nachris, so if they'll have children, they'll be Moilid Bein Lavei Nizara. That's the Loshon HaRambam. Based on the Pesukim on Pei Beis Amin Aleph. Based on the Pesukim on Pei Beis Amin Aleph, how does the Pasuk say? Forgot already the Pesukim. Vashem Bagadu Kiporim Zorim Yolodu. Vashem Bagadu Kiporim Zorim Yolodu. That's a Gemara. It's a different Pasuk. Gemara doesn't quote it here. At the end of the first parak in Yivam is quoted that passage, that one who marries an achris is as if he's boigit b'ashem b'gadol, because kibbarim zayim yolodu, he's giving birth to children who are achris. If he lives with an achris, all the children are of blood kemoisa, the children are going. So that's considered a violation of Gilei Arayis. That's how there are more paskins in Shulchan Aruch. So getting back over here, Achav Beis Amin Aleph. Where are we? Achav Beis Amin Aleph. So the Pasuk tells us that under normal circumstances, a Yisrael is not permitted to live with another. There's an Issa Daraisa. The din of Kanoim Pogim Bo Habuel Aramis Kanoim Pogim Bo, so the Gemara says that's only Habuel Aramis Befarhesia. That's a Mishnah later. Habuel Aramis Befarhesia Kanoim Pogim Bo. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if he's Boal Aramis not Befarhesia, that there won't be the chorus with Dirik Apollo. That's a Shaila Diran. Chidush Aran has the 2 days. And Daf Pid, there's a Sefer Chidush Aran on Masech HaSanhedrin. So the Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer quotes this run on Daf Pid, Beis Amin Aleph. The Chidush Aran has 2 days. When the Pasuk teaches us in Malachi that there is chorus with Dirik Apollo by Yisrael, Apollo Akusis, it's an Issa Chama Meod, it's considered Gilei Arayis. Does that only apply when it's Boel Aramis Befarhesia? Kanoim Pogimbo? That's the Mishnah Pei Aleph on the base. Only when it's Befarhesia. What if it's Boel Aramis Bitsina and there is no Kanoim Pogimbo? So maybe then there's no Koris Medivri Kabbalah? Or should I say not so? So the Ramban clearly assumes not so. The Ramban, the Rambo, and Shulchan Aruch, and Kufnim Zayin, and Yerudea, quotes that Lochamis La'alocha. He says that Boel Aramis Bitsina is Yohar Ba'yava because it's Gilei Arayis, because it's Koris. So he says he's assuming clearly that the Koris Medivri Kabbalah even applies. When it's Bitsina, not only when it's Befarhes. So the Ran has 2 opinions about this, and his conclusion is he's more noited to think that the Shmuel quotes it in Ebenezer, he's noited to think that the Koris Medivri Kabbalah even applies Bitsina. The Kanoim Pogimbo is only Befarhes, but the Koris Medivri Kabbalah is even Bitsina. The Maram Shik has such a tshuva, where the last tshuva in Chelik Ebenezer, the Maram Shik, the very last page in the tshuva, he talks about this, he quotes the Beis Shmuel, he quotes the Kedusha Ran. And he says that was the Maskanas Advar, that the Koris Medivri Kabbalah even applies when it's Bitsina. So it's based on that Maram Shik, that the Malamed Lohoyel, who was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, Malamed Lohoyel has a tshuva, it's questionable, all the tshuvas in Malamed Lohoyel are printed after he passed away. His son writes in the introduction, he found after his father passed away, found handwritten tshuvas, and he gave it over to a Talmud Chacham to touch it up and to publish it, and he published all of it. So it's always a question when you have to. Tshuvas that it printed after the person died and it didn't control the publications, you never know, maybe he backed out from some of the tshuvas. So here he has a tshuva that nobody holds from. Rav Herzog writes that he never heard of any bezin in the world passing like this tshuva. Now we have Rabbanim who are tansen, so they follow this tshuva from the Malamed Lohoyel. He has a wild tshuva about a koyin is living with the nachris. He lived in Germany, you know, it's a common occurrence. The Kain is living with an Achris, so the Shaila is the one to be Megai of the Achris. What are you going to accomplish when the guy is on the Achris? He has to be Mekabel Bal Mitzvah. He's not allowed to live with her. The Kain is not allowed to live with a Gioris later on. So the Malam of Lahol makes a whole cheshbon. Right now that he's living with an Achris, is Mamish Gilei Arayis. It's Mamish Gilei Arayis. Because the Ramo in Sinekuf and Zayn Paschans like this, Ramban on that fine dollar, that it's Yorek Val Yavik, because it's Kais, and the Kabbal, even Mitzine. So that's why now it's Mamish Gilei Arayis curse. And if she'll convert and then they'll live together, so Lali Bini Salav, so we're doing him a favor. We're doing him a favor, we're lessening the Issa. Are you doing him a big favor, but you're doing her a disservice? Right now she's not over on anything. What's to say? She didn't do any Avera now. The Nochris has an Avera that she's picked out a nice guy, a nice Jewish guy, happens to be a Koyin. What's the aver? So she's not doing any aver. Huh? That she's in violation of lifnei iver. It's a question whether b'nei noyach hamuzer on lifnei iver. The pashup shat in the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah is that by b'nei noyach there is no din of lifnei iver. The pashtus in the Gemara is like that. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes there in the Gilyani Hashas in the first parak in Avodah Zarah around the Avodah Zon. He quotes on Acharon want to say that b'nei noyach hamuzer are muzer on lifnei iver. Well, what's the Tesis learned in the Pharisees that they're not? Why? How could they be muzer on lifnei iver? Doesn't fit in with the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So he says that it's like. It's part of Gezel. It's like Adam Amazig. Achmach Shodin Yenim. I make him do another Eretz. So that's Mamish and Adam Amazig. So he says that since B'nei Noach Hamuzer and Gezel and I'm Dinim, they're not allowed to be Mazik anybody. So if they'll be Machshel someone else, I eat a Goy and an Averis, so that's a violation of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But the Pashtus, he writes himself, the Pashtus Tosis writes, Pshat in the Gemara, B'fei Shakir. That there's no lift neither by B'nei Noach. So that's what the Malan Lohel has such a Shverit Shubi. He writes that the Koyen, right now, he's over on Issa Koris in the Rikabola by living with the Nochris. And if you'll be Megayer her, then it won't be an Issa Lav. He says, of course, you're still a chuppah, then according to the Ramam, there'll be an Issa Lav with Malchus. It's better they should only get married civilly. Don't make a city kiddushin. Don't let them get married religiously. So according to the Ramam, it'll be less of an Aver. Because the Ramam Shita is like that. The Ramam writes that Kiddush Abual, if the Koyen marries a Grusha, Koyin is Mekadosh the Grusha, then he lives with her. So then the Rambam writes that there's Malkus. But if he's only Boal without Kiddush, then there's no Malkus. If Boal without Kiddush, then there's no Malkus. This was a Maisa years ago, 40 years ago. There was a famous judge in Eretz Yisrael, Shofet Koyin. I think he's still alive. Cohen, yeah. He died already. So he wanted to marry a Grusha. He went to Cyprus, and they had it in all the newspapers. I remember, I was a little boy. They had it in all the newspapers. And he married the Grusha in Cyprus, because in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't let him... They wouldn't let him marry the Grusha. And he was bragging to everybody because of Gelem, and Yeshiva. So he's bragging that he didn't do Kiddushin, so he's only Oivar and Issa Derabona. He wasn't Oivar and Issa Deraisa. Because Issa Deraisa is only Kiddush Abual. But if a Kohen lives with a Grusha without Kiddushin, then it's only an Issa Derabona. So at that time, Rav Lezer Shach published one of the volumes of his Chiburim on the Rambam, the Avi Ezri. So in the back of his Sefer Anoshim, he has a few Ha'aris unrelated to anything that he has in the Sefer. So one Ha'arit, perhaps apropos to this, he writes the Minhas Chinuch comments on the Rambam that if the Rambam writes that if a Kohen lives with a Grusha and it's Boal Bali Kiddushin, there was no Kiddushin. So the Rambam says that there's no Malkus, and the Minhas Chinuch understood that to mean that the Yisr is only an Yisr Derabon. The only time it's an Yisr Deraisa is if it's Kiddush Boal, but it's Boal below Kiddushin, then it's only an Yisr Derabon. Rav Lezer Shach writes, with all due respect to the Minhas Chinuch, it's not correct. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes explicitly that Boal, below Kiddushin, by the Kohen Begrusha, is still an Issa Deraisa. It's just that it's not the full Avera Bishleimusa, so that's why, it's like a Chotzi Shira of the Avera. So that's why there's no Malkus, but it's still an Issa Deraisa. So that's what he writes, unrelated then to the Shtikl Achtar that he has on the Rambam, Alon Marochis. This is just one short paragraph. He just writes that, that what the Minchas Chinuch wrote on the Pshat in the Rambam is not correct. I assume that it must have been because that was the time he put out the Sefer at that time, and everybody was telling about this Minchas Chinuch, that this fellow said he didn't want to violate an Issa Deraisa, only an Issa Derabbanan. So he wrote, you should know that it's not so, that it really is an Issa Deraisa. So that's what the Malan of Lehoyel has as a Shvera Tshuva. He says, maybe it's a good idea, we should be Megayer, the Nachris, so that the Kohen will be violating less of an Avera. Then he gets involved, but we're doing a disservice to the Nachris. Because right now she's not Jewish, she's not in violation of anything, maybe possibly Lifnidr, but that's all. The worst out there could be Lifnidr. And we're going to be Megayer her, and she's going to be living with the Kohen. She'll be in violation of a real Avera, that she's Muzer, they're both Muzer on the Avera. The Kohen is over on the Avera, and the Grusha is over on the Avera. So that is, he fudges a little bit and he farempers that. Why it's okay. Now, what kind of a Kabbalah or mitzvah is it? What kind of a Kabbalah or mitzvah? Megayer the woman knowing in advance that she's going to violate the din of a Grusha. Of a Gioris Lekoi, of a Gioris marrying Lekoi. So that's what Rav Herzog writes in his Tshuvas. He refers to this Tshuva by the Malan Lohel. Says, we've never heard of any Bezmin Chutz Loretz that ever did such a practice in the history of the world. So I've never heard of any Bezmin. He doesn't think that this Tshuva was Lemaisa. You have a lot of Tshuvas there in the Malan Lohel that were probably not Lemaisa. He passed away, and he had all kinds, like on my desk, I have all kinds of things that I wrote. Some of them are correct, some of them are not correct, but I didn't print them. So after I die, someone's going to go print all of my manuscripts. You're going to have to run the table? Hope they don't. You got to be careful. You do a disservice like they did to the Svasemis. They took, after the Svasemis passed away, so they took his ksavim, Saviat Kotcher, and his son-in-law was a big goyim. His son-in-law published all the ksavim. And a lot of times he wrote, these were comments that he wrote in his own notebook, and he didn't have a chance to look up as he was learning. He wrote, so sometimes he wrote things that are against Mishnayos. Sometimes he wrote a Chakira, and it's enough in the Machloikas HaTanan, it's enough in the Gemara, enough in the Tosfos. So the son-in-law was a goyim, so he always puts in brackets, Marmakayos, it's against the Mishnah, it's enough in the Mishnah, it's against the Gemara, it's enough in the Tosfos, it's a Raibin, it's a this, it's a Ramam, it's this, yeah, the other thing. So what are they printed for? It's embarrassing to the Rebbe, so they said, no, they didn't want to edit the Ksavya. They didn't want to edit. So they embarrassed them by publishing the Chidushim. It's embarrassing. So that's the Shaila over here with this Tshuva de Malam and Mohar. So Shaila, whether he himself ever really meant it L'maisa, but even if he did mean it L'maisa, it was never Neskapa. So getting back over here. So clearly, mean let him continue the Avera. It's not our responsibility. Okay. Look, we have an obligation whenever we can. We have an obligation if people are doing Averis, the Rabbanim should try to either to get them to do tshuva or to do a kunst to minimize their Averis. Let's say we know that people are being Mechal Shabbos. So if the Rabbanim have the ability to make an Averis, if we don't have the ability to convince the people to stop carrying, so if we have the ability to make an Averis, so you should do that. If you don't have, you don't have. If you can't make an Averis, you can't. But if you can, so the post can all say, based on the Gemara, the Rabbanim have the responsibility to make an Erev or anything like that. The Gemara says, the Rabbanim have the responsibility in every community to make an Erev Tashilin on behalf of all the Balabatim who may forget. The Stam and many Balabatim will forget. So that's the obligation of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim have the obligation to educate the Balabatim. They should all make an Erev Tashilin. But there's some Balabatim who just don't come to shul. So what are you going to educate? How can you educate? So they have the responsibility, even though they're doing the issa, they have the responsibility to minimize the issa, to be mezaka, they have tashilim for them. So here also, if you have the ability to save a person from doing an avera chamura, maybe you should. That's the question. When do you apply? The Gemara has a cloud. Alitele Rosh HaVayomis. The Gemara says, Amachlegis HaTanam, sometimes a person is doing an avera, so do you have an obligation to minimize the avera? Do you just say, yeah, let him burn again? It's not my responsibility. He's not going to do tshuva anyway, so I'm not mechuyev to minimize the other. So sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. That's a good question. Oh, so that's exactly Taisus Kash. So again, so the Gemara in Kiddushin draws a distinction between the Bir Rishayin and the Bir Yashmiya. So Taisus says, Pashup Shad is like this. The Bir Rishayin, you need a special heter. There is an Issa Deraisa for Yisrael, forget about a coin, for Yisrael to live with an office. There's an Issa Deraisa even if it happens to be Betzinim. We assume, that's what the Beishmur quoted the Maskana from the Chidush HaRam, we assume that that's an Issa Koris with the Rekabola. That's a Yehorek Bal Yava, the Ram said. That's called Yehorek Bal Yava because it's a Gilead Rice. It's Chayvi Krisis, it's called Gilead Rice. So there certainly is an Issa Deraisa. And even if it's not Rekharis, there's no Kano in Pokemon, but there's still an Issa Deraisa. So we understand why there's a need for a special heter by the Bir Rishayin. That special heter, special only the Chuyot. It's not Hutra. And then, so that heter is Benachar Yusuf, when she's still in Nachris. And then the Bir Shniel, we only allow. Look, you can control yourself. Don't have a Bir Shniel. We only matter the Bir Rishayin. So then we say the Bir Shniel will only be Mutter if he'll be Megayer. So he has to go convince her to be Megayer. If she's not interested, she won't be Megayer. So Taisa says, if you learn the way they help, that the Heta Bir Rishayin is Binachri Yuso, she doesn't convert at all. So the soldier is permitted to have a Bir Rishayin Binachri Yuso with the Shiksa. Yamatam and Isagili Arayas, once, Chad Pami, one Heta for one occasion. So maybe Hocham Askina, that's what it means, that on one occasion, all the soldiers, many of the soldiers had the Yifas Torah, to the extent that he had an army of 400 young men who were all children of Nachriyos, and they looked like Goyim. They wrote the B'nai Yifas Torah. And he himself had a daughter whose mother was a Yifas Torah. He was Baaleh Bir Rishayin B'Nachri Yuson. She became pregnant at that occasion. So even though biologically Dovid HaMelech was the father, But al pidin, it's Yisrael habol akusi. So the Mishnah says in the second parak in Yevamos that the vlad is not misyakus after the father. The Mishnah says, if let's say a couple is married and the husband dies leaving no children, so the wife has to have either yibum or chalitz. What if he had children or grandchildren, so then, who are still alive at the time that he dies? So then there's no din of yibum or chalitz. So the Mishnah says, if he has a child, however he has the child, let's say he has a child from a zayna, let's say he has a child from an eshesish, he had an affair with an eshesish, he was born lachoso, and he had a child, the child is a mamzer. So it says, it doesn't make a difference. A ben kosher, had a wedlock, in wedlock, it doesn't make a difference. Because the blood is misyachas achor, chutz, unless he's bo'al ha-shibcha bo'al ha-kusis. Unless the man had an affair, this married man had an affair with a goyim or with a shibcha k'naini. So the Lord, the kemosos, all the children are either goyim or evet k'naini or shibcha k'naini. So they don't have a kedushas Yisrael. So he can't be related. He can't have the Jewish fathers related to the non-Jewish child. He can't have any kurva. He can't have any relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew. That's exactly what is a din of Gershon is Gad Kachot Mishanel Adam. Let's say you have a brother and a sister who both can, they were both goyim and then they both convert. So in the Torah, the Gemara says later in Sanhedrin, they're permitted to marry each other. It's only in Issa de Rabbanah. We don't allow the brother to marry the sister. Why are they allowed to marry in Torah? Because whoever converted first, they say, oh, Gershon is God, Kot and Shanel Adami, they're not related to each other anymore. Why? Because the moment one of them converted, he's Jewish. Whoever converted first is Jewish. Whoever did not yet convert is still a goy. So at that moment, they can't be related to each other. You can't have a Jew related to a goy. So even though later the second one converts, now they're both Jewish, now they can't be related. Can't have people become brother and sister at the age of 35. Brother and sister is from birth on. So if something occurred later that canceled the kurva, namely one of the two of them converted, and at that time one was Jewish, one was not Jewish, so they can't be k'rovim malpidin. Biologically they're k'rovim, they can't be k'rovim malpidin to each other. So even though later the other one also converts, and now they could theoretically be k'rovim, but they can't be k'rovim. How can you have a kurva of mishpacha? You can get married at the age of 35. You can't become k'rovim of blood relatives in midlife. So that's the basis of the din of Gershon is God, Kot and Shanel Adam. So the same over here. A Jewish man has children from the Nachris of the Shivcha Knayim. So the Mishnah says in the second parak in Yevamos, the Vlad the Kemos, so the Vlad is not Mesiachas after the father, because the Vlad is either a Goyish child, either a Goy, or an Evet Knayim or a Shivcha Knayim. So it can't be related to the father. He's Jewish and the child is not Jewish. So he can't have any kurva. The same over here, the Poshub Shat in the Gemara, the Dovin HaMelech was Boal HaYefas Toya, Binach Yusa, the Birishayna, was Muta Binach Yusa, and she became pregnant right away. And then even though later on she converted, maybe she continued to remain married with Dovin HaMelech, but since she became pregnant from the Birishayna, which was Binach Yusa, so that child can't be Mesiachas after the father. Biologically, it's his child. He raised her as his child, the Pasuk says. She dressed like the Dinais Malachim. Taisus at the end quote. The end of the text, they quote from Shmuel Beis, Perek Yom Kikentel Bashna Bidais Malachim, Elin, that she dressed, she was a daughter of Dor HaMelech. Biologically, she was a daughter of Dor HaMelech, but Al Pidin, she wasn't the daughter, the Gemara says. So that's the Poshub Shat in the Gemara. Since she was a Basi Fastoyar, that's why she was permitted to bury Amnon. They didn't have the same mother. And Al Pidin, they didn't have the same father. Biologically, they had the same father, but Al Pidin, Tamar was not related to Dovid HaMelech, because when the mother conceived Tamar, Dovid HaMelech was Jewish and the mother was an Ochritz, so there couldn't be any Kurban. So Taisa says, Bishleim, if you hold like that Pshat in the Gemara in Kiddushin and Achof Aleph, that the Bia Rishon is Muta ben Ochri Yusa, and in order to proceed with the Bia Shnia, then you have to have Geiris, you have to have conversion. So we understand what the Gemara said over here, that Tamar was a Basi Fastar Haisa. She wasn't related Al Pidin to Amnon at all. She had a different mother, and Al Pidin, the father, she wasn't Mesiachas after the father. But if you all like the way Rashi learns in Sanhedrin Kiddushin, that even the Bia Rishon is only Mutar after she's Mizgayer, and Taisus points out that it's two Shitas in Yerushalmi, Machlegis Rav Shmuel. This Machlegis, Rashi and Taisus, had to read the Bavli, it's 2 days often in Yerushalmi, in this Perek. So Taisus says, if you say like the other day in Yerushalmi, the other day in Rashi's day, that even the Birishon is only Mutter after Geirus, so Dovid HaMelech, we're assuming Dovid HaMelech wasn't Bo'al Leho, he followed HaMelech. So he wasn't Bo'al Leho until after she was Mizgai, so the mother was Jewish. So Tamar was not only a biological daughter of David, She was mamish related to him. It was his daughter. So how can Toma marry Amnon? So what did the Gemara answer over here? That's what Tosfos asks. So Tosfos at the end says, "Bedoichek, they have no brayer." Alkei nira lemeimar. The last six lines in Tosfos. Alkei nira lemeimar. Maybe the pshat was like this. Tamar's mother was a Yefas Toyer, and where did David pick her up? In the army, at the end of one of the wars that they were successful in winning the war, and he took her as a Yefas Toyer. She was already pregnant before he took her. He didn't know. She was already pregnant with Tamar before he took her home. And then later on, she was brought up. She was not even biologically the daughter of David Amar. Tosfos suggests. Maybe she, but the Pasuk says that she was brought up by David Kentel Bashtim Benois Amloch and Mehilim. It says all the princesses used to dress like that. She dressed like a princess. So, but yeah, he raised her like a stepchild because that was his wife's daughter. But it wasn't even biologically his daughter. That's how Tosfos suggests to be Miyashiv Derashi. He's going to say that even the Bi Rishayna is only Mutter after the Gerus and Ben Achriusa. Nothing is Mutter. So how can it be over here that Tamar would be permitted to marry Amnon? If David HaMelech observed the din that even the Bi Rishayna is also Ben Achriusa, so then Tamar is going to be related to David. So it's going to be his daughter. So how does she marry him? That's what Tosfos comes up with this suggestion. If you look there in Kiddushin and Daf Chof Aleph, the Tosfos Rid has a famous suggestion. I say famous because Rav Menachem Zemer made it famous. Like this, not all the Tosfos Rids are so well known. But Rav Menachem Zemer put out a sefer that's called Zer Avraham. The Yos HaMeach only had one child. He had a daughter. And his daughter married her to quite a Tom Chochmer, Avraham Lufbir, and he died young, leaving no children. They had no children. Then the daughter died, he was all broken. The Yosemech had, that's all. He only had this one daughter. The son-in-law died, and the daughter died, and he had no other children. So after this, Rabbi Avraham Lufbir, the son-in-law of the Yosemech, I think he was a businessman, but he wrote Chiddush HaTorah. He wrote very nice Chiddush HaTorah. So he used to correspond with Rabbi Menachem Zemer. After he passed away, Rabbi Nachum Zemer felt bad for him, so he put out a sefer, Zer Avraham, this should be, his name was Avraham, Rabbi Avraham wrote this, he wrote in the Hagdama, this should be Bimkai children. The Chiddush HaTorah that he said should last as a memorial for him. So he has the Chilufin Yechtovim that they used to have back and forth. There's another sefer, Zer Avraham, that's only by Rabbi Avraham Lufthir. Chiddush HaTorah alphabetically arranged off the holidays. And is it this more famous Zer Avraham are the letters that they have back and forth. But I think Zemer's letters are stronger than, much stronger than Rabbi Avraham, but he also, he writes very, very nice Chiddush HaTorah. So there's one long piece towards the end of the Zer Avraham, a long shtickle, he's Mavar, all the Shittas are Rishonim on the Inyan of Yifas Torah. So he quotes there, a Tosfos Rid, as Rid has on all of Kiddush, from the beginning to the end, but on this Da, on Abchafal Kiddush, on Abchaf Beis, so he has a whole comment on this, and he says the following, that maybe, Le'olam, you don't have to say like Tosfos says over here, that Tamar was already, that the Yefas Toyer was already pregnant with Tamar when David took her home, so she wasn't even biologically, Tamar wasn't even biologically the daughter of Dalmel, so they weren't related at all. The Bechalal not, Tamar Amna or Bechalal not related, it was an adopted daughter, it was his wife's daughter, it wasn't even his daughter at all. So the Tosfos Rid says, no, you can say differently, maybe, since the Geirus is done by Korcho, the Pashtus is that by the Yefas Toyer, if you get a Nochris who's interested in converting, let's say a man falls in love with a Shiksa. So what do you do today? You make the Shiksa shave off a hair and cut off a fingernail and cry? No. So what does the Torah have a whole story? The Yoshua Beisach, Bach Savir, Asina, Yerach Yomim, Asasas Tipanel. What do you need the whole story for? If she's converting, so let her convert. So according to Rashi, that according to Tosfos Shita, that the Bi Rishayna is Mutter Ben Achri Yusa. So you need a whole parsha of Yefas Toyer, special hetter that Bi Rishayna is Mutter Ben Achri Yusa. But if you're going to say like Rashi learns that even the Bi Rishayna is only Mutter after Gerus, so what do you need a whole ceremony of Achzus Aviv Zana? If she doesn't convert, not allowed to touch it. If she converts, so she converted. So what's the problem? So she converted. So what do you need the whole Kol Seder HaMaisa? So the Rishonim explained, no, it's a Geiris Bal Korcho. That's the Chiddush. It's a Geiris Bal Korcho. She doesn't consent to convert. There has to be a Chiddush over here. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no such thing. The Gemara learns out from a Pasuk in the Rambam, you can't have a Geiris Bal Korcho. Eved Yishat Amal Bal Korcho, Yat Amal Ben Ish Bal Korcho. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. It can't be Megaira and Ochri Bal Korcho. Here there's a Chiddush that if you won the war, He said to Lamacham, and the son Hashem Lakecha b'yadecha, but Yisa b'ashivya, Eish Yisa b'ashivya, v'chashakka, v'kakka v'chalisha, if you captured in the shivya, you captured this woman, you fell in love with her, so the Torah gives you the right to do a geir is balkarva. That's a chidus. So the Torah only gives you the right. If you have this whole seder kalam aysim, v'yashubi v'ysecha, v'achsavi v'asima yerach yomim, so then there's a chidus, you can do a geir is balkarva. So the Tosfos Reed wants to say, Eris Bal Korcha normally is not valid. So either Torah is Mechadish, that it is valid, maybe it's only valid partially. Usually we think there is no such thing. What do you mean a Geris Lachatzoyim? What do you mean the Goy only wants to accept, wants to be centrist Orthodox? He'll accept 300 mitzvahs. He doesn't want to have that. So there's no Geris Lachatzoyim. Either you accept all the mitzvahs, you don't accept any mitzvahs. That can be Mekabel part. So that's what the Tosfos Reed suggests. Maybe here the Chiddush HaTorah is, there is no Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs here. It's not this guy may die from the Geiris Bal Kocho. So maybe the halacha that a nochris who gives birth to a child is vlada kemoisa still applies. Toma was a basi fashter hoisa, the mother converted Bal Kocho. And David HaMelech was Bolel, if there are Geiris Bal Kocho, maybe the Geiris Bal Kocho is only considered a Geiris with respect to the Hetabia, that the soldier is permitted to live with her. But that's all. Maybe the Geiris Bal Korcha is not relevant, but again, to say that Vlada, the Vlad should be a Yisrael. Maybe Vlada is a Nochri. And that's where Menachem Zemba points out, if you look in the Rashi over here, it sounds like that's what Rashi Mamish said. Not just the Tosfos Reed said it. If you look in the Rashi, it sounds like he said it here. Rashi writes, Vata Dabin, no, Tamar Mansi Le'etzeli Amnon, Tamar Amnon said, let's get married, let's speak to David, our father, and he'll give us permission. So Rashi writes, "Imam Maschem, he have a shari le'alash mami not dying when his guy Rino kishayaladat to no, where's the other Rashi? The previous Rashi, Toma, right? The line below Dvarim Chavches in the Rashi, the line below Dvarim Chavches. It says, Toma achos avsholem basi faster hoisa kodesh shis gair belev sholem ma'acha imo yoda l'ladavid es Toma. So what does Rashi say? Kodesh shis gair belev sholem." So the Menachem Zemba says that's the simple mashmas in Rashi. She was Nizgari before Rashi Bishitas and Kiddushin writes the same over here. She was Nizgari before the Bir Rishonah, but it wasn't the Leif Shalvah. In order to have a Heter, there is a difference between Bir Rishonah and Bir Shnir. That's a Gemara. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. So what's the difference? So according to Rashi, it sounds like the Bir Rishonah is only Mutter after Gerus. That's enough a Gerus Bal Korcha. But Bir Shnir is only Mutter after a Gerus Midaiton. So such a Geiris Bal Korcha is only relevant, is only valid with respect to the Heter Lavolel. But it's not, she doesn't have a din of a Geiris, that it should be. Vlada should be a Yisrael. So Toma was born a Nachris. So Toma had to convert. So Gershon has got caught in Shnei Ladam. She was permitted to marry the brother Amnon. That's how the Tosfos Reed says, and that's how it sounds that Rashi himself holds like that. And then Rabbi Nachum Zemba goes into a longer discussion of this. There's the Rabban on Chumash. On Parshas Yifastoya, beginning of Kiseitze, has a discussion and says, and if you no longer want to keep the Yifastoya, Shilachta v'nafsho, Mochel v'sirem, loisim kerena v'koz, loisim sanadot, hachas asher yiniso. So when it says, Shilachta v'nafsho, goodbye, you send her away. Just like this, you send her away, you have to give a get, you don't have to give a get. So there's an issue, the Sifrei says something about it, and there are two girsas in the Sifrei, but it says, with a get or without a get. Shilachta l'nafsho, because the lashon shilachta sounds like Gerushin. Acharei shivuchera, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent away his wife Zipporah. The Rashi quotes from the Medrash that he divorced her. V'shilchani beisa, it says by Gerushin. Kosma says Gerushin. V'shilchani beisa. Shiluchin means Gerushin. So by Bnei Yisrael, you need Gerushin needs biksav. By Umas Olam, the Yerushalmi says there's no Gerushin biksav. So the two lashonis in the Yerushalmi, 2 days in the Yerushalmi, whether they have no Gerushin at all. Like the Catholics say, there's no Gerushin at all. Once you get married, you're stuck. But he say, no, you can have Gerushin be Bal Peh. Either he or she can initiate the Gerushin, and it can be Bal Peh. They just say, nice knowing you, goodbye, and I don't want to be married anymore. So that's what the Ramban HaChumash has such a suggestion. Maybe if she lacked them enough, she means that you don't even need a get. So if it means the Birushin is Mutter B'Nachum Yusuf, she didn't convert yet. So you understand very well, you don't need a get. They're not married, just they had to be it. Of course they're not married, so you don't even need an official Gerushin. If you have a Nachri married to a Nachriya, so you need a divorce, Bal Peh. That's also a form of Gerushin. Here they're not even married. It's Yisrael Abol Anochis, a special heter, you don't even need that. But if he should say like Rashi, that even for the heter be Rishoni, you need a Geirus, some Samikza's Geirus, a Geirus Bal Korcho. So is it possible to say that after such a Geirus Bal Korcho, Shirachta Nafsha on Aget, do you have to necessarily assume that according to Rashi, that even be Rishoni needs Geirus, you certainly wouldn't have to have a get? So that's what Rabbi Nachum Zevin suggests. Maybe not so. Maybe just like the Tosfos Reed suggested there in Kiddushin, that vlad kemoisa, that the vlad abom in akusis is a the vlad will be a nachriya. Toma was a shiksa. Why? Because the mother was a shiksa. I put the mother converted. No, but that was only a geres bal korcha. Geres bal korcha is only valid with respect to the matar to the soldier. But it's not valid for other intents and purposes. So the Rabbi Nachum Zevin suggests maybe who are denami the geres bal korcha wasn't considered a geres with respect to requiring a get. Maybe it's only anishas like anishas b'nei noyach. I mean, shilachta l'nafsha means bal pet, just like by b'nei noyach. They want to get divorced. You just say goodbye. Nice knowing you. There's no need for a get. That's a discussion. Many quotes. More shittas and rishonim exactly. What's the chilek between the bi rishonim and the bi yashnim? Anyway, that's the famous gemara. The taisus thought that pashtus of this gemara indicates not like Rashi. Pashtus pshat not like the Rashi in Kiddushin dat chabdeis. But it's not just the Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan self quotes, it's 2 days in Yerushalmi, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Shaila is going to be back, according to those Amoraim who think that even being Rishonim is only Mutter. After Geirus, so what do you do with the story of Amnon and Tamar? What's it going to help to say that she was a Basi Fasteros? So that's what Taisus gives their suggestion. Maybe she was already Muveres at the time that he took her. See, David Amalek wasn't even the biological father. Or maybe, like the Taisus Rit suggests, since it was in the Mashmaras of Rashi, that she was Nizgari, but not the Leif Sholem, so maybe it's not, she doesn't have the full din of a Yisrael. So the Vlad was, enough. Comes Dama later, after the Bia Shnia. The Bia Rishon is Menachem Yisrael. After he marries her, she's Mizgaya, and then he has the Bia Shnia, and then they're living together, unhappily ever after. She's the Snua, because he started off on the left leg. So the Gemara says that on that tragic occasion, when Amnon was Boal, he was Ma'anis Tamar, so the Gemara says on the last line, that Dobin HaMelech, Boaz HaShogazu, Ala Yichud, Al HaPnuya. So the simple translation of the expression is, Rashi writes, Ala Yichud, on the top line on Rashi, on Chofal HaMeis, Ala Yichud, Ala Pnuya. The Begoyza, two different things, Ala Yichud, of an Eishes Ish, and the Begoyza, Via of the Pnuya. But you're not allowed to be Boa Ala Pnuya. So the Gemara fact, Akasha, what do you mean? Yichud with an Eishes Ish is only a Gzera in the days of Dabra Melech. That's not a Gzera there upon it. That's learned after Mapasit. That's a Din there, Reis. Correct the Gemara. Yichud der Reisuhu, Dam Rabbi Yechon Shem Shem Bag, Yod Tzadik. Rashi and Tosis write in another Mesir, the Sir didn't happen. Whenever it says, Omar Rab Yudah, Omar Rab, means that Rab Yudah heard it from Rab. When it says, Omar Kloini, Mishum Kloini, means that he never heard it from Rab. He didn't live so long. Rabbi Yechon was an Amoira, the first generation of Omar. He didn't know Rab Shimon ben Yod Tzadik in person. He heard it in the name of Rab Shimon ben Yod Tzadik. If it would have said, Omar Rab Yechon, Omar Rab Shimon ben Yod Tzadik, it means that he heard it directly. He didn't hear directly. You have a lot of times Rabbi Yechon, it says in the name of earlier Tanoim, it doesn't say Amar Rama. Anyway, so he says that Yichud is a din deraisa. The Loshon HaGemara is a little misleading, says Remez. Rambam writes in the Seicha Mitzvah that usually Remez is a technical term that means that it's a din derabbanan. But he writes himself, there are several exceptions to the rule. Like, for example, here's one, Remez liyichud min atar. The whole context of the Gemara is that they're asking that Yichud is deraisa, it's not a gzera derabbanan. They see that the Gemara mentally here, Remez, that it is a din deraisa. Or the Ramban there quotes in the Seicha Mitzvahs, it says on the first daf in Makkos, I think, Remez leidim zelim shalokim min atar minayim. So that's not an asmachta derabbanan. That's a real din deraisa. So they also, the Loshon Remez is a little imprecise. Usually Remez means an asmachta derabbanan. Here it means it's a din deraisa. So the more effect, Akasha, what do you mean? Yichud ararayis is a din deraisa. The Gemara quotes the drasha. The Gemara says, Ella, what it means is, not that Dovid HaMelech is going on two different things, Ala Yichud vi Al HaPnuya. No, Al Yichud Pnuya. This is one of the Achronim he quotes. who said a taich, and then he says it's enough in a Yerushalmi. This pasuk is a pella. The pasuk speaking about the din of meisis. If somebody tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah, so he gets an einash meisis. He deserves gila. There's a din of meisis and a din of meidiach. Meisis liyachid, meidiach lerabim. It's a different meisis, and the dinim are slightly different. Meisis meidiach slightly different. Meisis liyachid, meidiach is lerabim. So the pasuk speaks ki sis chachich ben imecho orecha shekhnav shekhnecho nabda lehim achem shalo yedaitem shoyin. So it says v'lesachmam v'lesachasa olav, that you give him an oynish misa, don't give him any breaks. Even though he didn't succeed in accomplishing anything, he didn't succeed in convincing me to worship Avodah Zarah, that's the law, he gets an oynish misa. So the pasuk isn't speaking one word at all about yichud. It has nothing to do with yichud. So the, what did they darshan mamasha? It sounds like a balakuri. What does it say? Achicha ben imecho. Chi ben emesis ben aben emesis. Elo loy malach ben misiachen idim ben echad misiachen kol arai shabater.
The intention that this was done privately, she must have been known that Ben was miachen with
imecho.
That's the only
thing miachen. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua quotes from an Aram God.
So that's
what the Pnei Yeshua quotes from an Aram God. What about the yichud? So that's what the marker is. You see that a son with a mother does a happy yichud, and everybody else is in his yichud. So he quotes the Rishami Taka says that that's what the marker. That's what the drush is. The drush is from Basay says from the whole background of the story. But I think Rashi and Chumash one of them is Oreh Hashem Kinafshecho Basay. One of them goes on a son with a mother. Some of them go on relatives, where one is a woman and one is a man. If you look in the Rashi, I forgot already the whole drush. On Dvarim Yud Gimel. So here's the question. Was the hasasa to do Avodah Zarah? What about the yichud? So that's what the marker is. You see that a son with a mother does a happy yichud and everybody else is in his yichud. So he quotes the Rishami Taka says that that's what the marker, that's what the drush is. The drush is from Basay Sefer, from the whole background of the story. But I think Rashi and Chumash, one of them is Oreh Hashem Kinafshecho Basay. One of them goes on a son with a mother. Some of them go on relatives, where one is a woman, one is a man. If you look in the Rashi, I forgot already the whole drush. On Dvarim Yud Gimel. So here's the question. The Rambam, the Yeske Kashe, according to the Rambam, the Pane Habo Alap Nuyo, is an Issa Deraisa. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim. He spoke last week. What's the din of Pane Habo Alap Nuyo? So the Rambam writes, Pane Habo Alap Nuyo, Shalom Hashem Nishi, Sifis Bo Alap Hashem Kiddushin, so Kiddushin Diyo. So it says Kiddushin Topsin, so there's no Issa Deraisa. The thing Mara says that it's improper. And Rav will give Lakas Mara, there's no more than Kaddish Diyo. But if he's Bo Alap Hashem Nus, not Hashem Nishus, then we assume that there's an aver. How serious is the aver? So the Rambam writes that it's a lot. It's a loisese, a loisiyah kadesh. And we said the Magen Mishnah says that it's not the full loisese, but the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Nari Besula that the full violation of the law of loisiyah kadesh is only she's mufkeres and is a menace luznus. So the Rambam also is masking that the only time there's malchus for loisiyah kadesh, she's really a zayna. It's only bana avotnu shlovish anishus. So then it's like a chatzi shir of the lav, and there's no malchus. The Ravid writes that he thinks that there's no lav. But the question is whether the Ravid means that it's mutam and atariya. It's only an isa derabbanan, or the Ravid means that there's no lav, but there's an isa res. So that's a pilpul and achareh. Now, so Rachel thought that the diuk loshan Ravid is that there's no lav, but it means that there is an isa res. I think we mentioned last week, because it says ki ikach ishishu biyolo. that it only had to Baalo after Kikra Chishish. But the Achronim point out that there's a Rashi in the middle of in the beginning of Brochus, Chafei or some. There's a Rashi where Rashi writes that the Yisapana Baalo Pnuyo is Beidin Shel David Gozru Al Yichud HaPnuyo. The Rashi Shita is, if the Pnuyo is a Nidah, so there's an Yisad Derayt of Nidah, Pashteitza. But if the Pnuyo is Tahira, so then Rashi writes the whole Yisad Biyah would only be an Yisad Derabbanan that's included in the Yisad Yichud. Isa Yichud means you're not allowed to be Misyachet Shema Yavo Midei Biyah, Shema Yavo Lomo Alev. So here's the Shaila, according to the Rambam, yes, according to Rashi, that Baal HaPnuyo is only an Yisad Derabbanan, so it was all instituted by David HaMelech, Bois HaMaimed. He was going around Yichud Pnuyo and Ambuah Biyas Pnuyo. But according to the Rambam, that it's clearly an Yisad Derayisim with Allah. So what did they have to make Exerah Derabbanan and Yichud Pnuyo? Why isn't it like a yichud of anybody else? Whenever there's an isa to live with a woman, so isn't there an isa yichud? Shouldn't there be an isa yichud? So the pasha to answer would be, no. The isa yichud deraisa is only if it's absolutely forbidden to live with a woman, even if he's being mekadosher. But here, the pana with the pnuya, he can be mekadosh the woman. If he's mekadosher, so then there's no isa love or love. So just because he wasn't Mekadosher, that's not called Nisa Yichud Derayis. Yichud Derayis is only when these two people are not allowed to get married. Here they can get married. The partner with the Pnuyah, they can get married. They don't want to get married. They just want to be Mezana, possibly. So that'll be a Nisa Derayis. But you can't say that the Nisa Yichud by partner with Pnuyah, but that'll be a Nisa Derayis. That's the pashtus. But others say a different terrace on the Kasha. And what's about, let's say, the following case, a coin with a Grusha, or Yisrael with a Mamzeres. A coin with a grusha, or Yisrael with a mamzeres, then they're not allowed to be mekadosh. They're not allowed to be boaleh, and it's absolutely prohibited. There's no way to get a heter over here. So would there be a nisa yichud deraisa, or is that only a yichud pnuya David gazrala? Chapsan afkemina. Chapsa there. The poskim discussed. The poskim in the last century discussed. Sometimes when yichud is deraisa, sometimes you have machloikis and sveikis regarding hilchas yichud. So sometimes if it's a real Isa Deraisa, you have to be Noitam Ola Hafner. It's an Isa Derabbanan, it's still Isir, but there's more room to be Mekel. If you're dealing with an Isa Derabbanan, there's more room to be Mekel. So the Pasuk will discuss, when is Yichud Deraisa, when is Yichud Derabbanan? Let's say a person does Yichud with a few women. The Gemara says that it's still prohibited, so a lot of Pasuk will say that's only Derabbanan. Yichud Deraisa is only with one woman. If there's several women, the worst it can be is only Derabbanan. So the Mele, if there are some huge Dodim Lachil, so there's what to be Mekel about. There would be an Isa Deraisa. We would treat it more seriously than if it's an Isa Derabbanan. So this is a discussion in Achrayim. What about Yichud by Chai V'Lavu? When you say that Yichud Arayo is Deraisa, maybe Arayis means only Chai V'Krishas. Maybe like Yilei Arayis, Yihar V'Yavar, is only Chai V'Krishas. The coin with the Grusha, or the Yisrael with the Mamzeres, is not called Yilei Arayis, it's called Yisuri Diyo. We said before, it didn't prove to Zion in Yeridei. Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Achrayim that you don't say Yihar V'Yavar. I think he quotes from the Chulis Abelian Mizrahi, that you don't say Yehorek Vayavar on a coin with Grusha Yisrael the Mamzeres because it's only an Isolav, so it's a Vias Asuris, it's not called Gilead Rais. So it could be that that's the Teretz on the Rambam. According to the Kashu, the Raisa Kelemesk on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that Pone Habol Apnuya constitutes an Isa de Raisa, so how come there isn't an Isa Yichud de Raisa? Why do they have to wait till the days of Zaramel? So the answer is because even if it's an Isa de Raisa, but it's not more common than a coin begusha. Coin begusha is no Isa Yichud Deraisa. Because it's not a rice. Yichud is only a chok deraisa for the cases of Gilead rice. That's a discussion in Poskim. So the Prisha, on the bottom of the tour in Ebenezer, the Prisha writes without any raya. He thinks it's a double posh that Yichud Deraisa not only applies to Arayas, it even applies to all Chavilah. And then you're going to have this kasha, why Parabola Pnuyo is an Isa Deraisa, so why isn't there an Isa Yichud? You have to say, because if they wanted, they could get married. They're not really prohibited. So the question is, do you have to necessarily agree with the preacher? So the Chazon Ish writes, absolutely. He says, he has enough in the Gemara that supports the preacher. There is a discussion in the first parak in Saita, on the Zayin, on the Ches, I don't remember. So the Gemara has a discussion when the husband is chayshid, his wife is nuz. And he has Saita Sof. There's a Saita Vade and Saita Sof. Saita Vade means that he knows for sure that she was Mazana. Saita Sofik means Kino is Tire, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and she drinks the Maim Amorim, That's what the Gemara calls, the Gemara uses the terminology on Saita Sofik. So when the husband goes, he's traveling to Mishalayim with his wife as a Saita Sofik to be Mashkin and Maim Hamarin. Let's say he lives a long way off. He's still married to his wife. And he wants to sleep overnight in a motel. Does he have to rent two different rooms? Is there an Issa Yichud with his own wife? He's also a lover, but is there an Issa Yichud? So the Gemara says, well, there is a din that by a Nido, there's no Issa Yichud. The Gemara has later, there's no Issa Yichud by Nido. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk, huh? And Lamed Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Shir HaShirin, that Suga Basheshana. When the wife tells the husband that she saw a tipas dam, so the hoidor, when she notifies the husband, that itself is like a fence that separates between them. That's called suga basheshana. There's a siog, a fence that's what it's called in English, a hedge of roses. It means that there's a fence that separates between the husband and the wife that is not going to be bo'aleha because he heard that she had a tipas dam. He's not going to violate the din. So that posik in Shir HaShirim tells us that there's a heta yichud by ishta nida. That's what Tesis Taka has a discussion. Maybe we'll get to it a little later. So the Gemara there in Nida has this, the Gemara there in Saita on Dav Zayinam and Aleph has this discussion. Maybe just like the husband doesn't have an ishta yichud with his own wife, ishta nida, why? Because in another couple of days she'll go to the mikvah and she'll be muteris. So it's like yeshlo pas b'sala, so he won't have such a big yetzahara to be bo'alel. So maybe he'll also, he's on his way to take her to the Beis HaMikdash. She's going to drink the Mayim HaMarim, he's going to be all over. Yeah, but it may be all over in the other direction. She may drop dead. He doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. So on the one hand, maybe you should compare it to Ishta Nido, Yeshma Pas Pasala. On the other hand, no. Ishta Nido knows. Every month she becomes a Nido, and then she becomes third. Then she becomes a Nido, then she becomes third. So not the mice, he knows what the outcome is going to be. But over here, he doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. So maybe you can't really consider it Pas Pasala. So it's a Machleik HaSatanoi, Machleik Rabbi Nachachami. When the husband is malis ishta the Yerushalayim and he goes to give it the Mayim HaMarim, go through the whole Seder of Parsha Saito, does he have to take two rooms in the hotel or is it good enough one room? Does he have to take two people with him? So it's a machlekes hatanah. So the Chazanish, trek takasha and the Gemara. What are they discussing? A topic of Yichud. Of Yichud, the rice by Saito. Saito is no chorus. So the Gemara says, by Saita Vada, if he knows the Vada that Ishta is in, so then the Gemara says, there's a Loises. The Loises is, Liuchot by Lelishan, a Shishul, Chalosh, Lekachta, Acher Asher Tamo. It says in the Chum is that if I married a woman and I divorced her, then she married someone else and she got divorced and the second husband died. So the first husband is not allowed to take it back. Liuchot by Lelishan, a Shishul, Chalosh, Lekachta. Then it says, Acher Asher Hutamo. What's my Loshan is Acher Asher Hutamo? So the Gemara has an Yivam, is Dafi Nah, Gemara has a Machlek, is Dafi Nah, what does that mean? So one Tana says, the only time there's an Issa Masa Guru Shasta is if she had Nisuin with the second husband, and she was Mamash living with the second husband. Achra Yashehu Tamo means she was Nivola to the second husband. What if she only had Erisin with the second husband? The husband died, or he gave her a get. They never had Nisuin. So one Tana, Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, probably have a quote in the Gemara. So one Tana, Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur says that there's no Issa Masa Guru Shasta in such a case. Only the Issa Machlokes Shas is only Menani Nisuin. If the second husband had Nisuin, the second husband never had Nisuin, there's no Issa. And we don't pass them like that time. It doesn't make a difference. The Issa Deraisa Machlokes Shas is the same Issa whether she had Erisin or Nisuin. So how do you translate the words Acher Asher Tamo? So the Gemara says, no, you read the Pasuk as if there were a semicolon in between. The semicolon. That goes on Machlokes Shas. That a man who knows that his wife was hutamo, vinitmo, 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 says three times by a saito. So if a man knows his wife was inso, that's a loisase in that case. Lo yucho, vailo, lekachta, achra she hutamo, doesn't go on machzik rushosai. There are two lavim in the pasuk. One lav goes on machzik rushosai, and even only in her erisin, if the second husband only had erisin. And the other, the second half of the pasuk goes in gansan on a different prohibition. And a seita, that the seita has to do the Bible. So the Gemara says, if you have a seita, vadai, then there's a loisese, yuchol, lo yuchol, achra asher tamo, is allowed. You get malchus, if he's bo'alel. What if she's only a seita safek? It's only there was kinu istir, but he doesn't know. He doesn't really know whether she was mizana or not. So then the Gemara says, there's no love, and there's only an iserese, vinitmo. Vinitmo is an iserese. So if the husband will be bo'al ishto after she became a seita safek, it'll only be a violation of an iserese. So the Chazanish fragt in the Sefer Eben Ezer, what's the whole machlokes hatanoim in Sota, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, or Dav Ches, wherever it is in the first parak, whether there's an Isser Yichud when a husband is Malus Ishto the Yerushalayim? Do I compare it to the Ishto Nido that Yesh Lo Pas Besal because of the Hetalach Hazman? And I say, no, who knows what's going to be the outcome? She may die, she may not be Muteris. Maybe you don't say the psychology of Yesh Lo Pas Besal. So the Chazanish asks, what's the whole discussion? If there's no Isser Koris, so why don't you say that there's no Isser Yichud? So you see, it's enough in the Gemara that the Prishin is right, that the Isser Yichud they're right, that we learn out from this Pasuk over here. And our Perek even applies to Chayvei Yaseh, even applies to Chayvei Yaseh. So really, that's not such a glatta hoichocha. That's not such an ironclad raya. There are others that disagree with the Prisha, other Achrayim, who say that it's not so, that the Isser Yichud Erais is only by Gilead Erais. But Soito is different. Soito should be considered Gilead Erais, despite the fact that by Soito there's no Koreis. But the Gemara there on that daf, on Yudalach of the base, in Yevamos, the Gemara says that Soita, even though there's no Koris, Tumaksiv bo Karais. By all the Gila Arais, it says, Loisin Tamu Bayam, and it's Meshim bo. The Loshin Tuma is mentioned to indicate the Chayma Huisa. And here by Soita, it says Venitmo. So the phrase Venitmo carries with it the connotation of Arais. And even though there's no Koris over here, it has a status like Arayish, and the Tzoras Soita is Enim Yisyabemis, the Gemara says, like a Tzoras Erevon. Like a Tzoras Erevon, Enim Yisyabemis, so the Tzoras Soita is also Enim Yisyabemis. So it could be that that Haychocha that the Chazanish brought is not such a Gevaldi Haychocha, not such a Gevaldi Haychocha. That's the Shara Lalocha, again, just the kids, when we say that Yichud is the Arayish, with all the Arayish, does it only refer to the Arayish where the Chai decreases? Or does it even refer to the Arayish where there's only Chai Delav and a Chai Yesed? So the Chazanish supports the position of the Prisha based on his Gemara that he quotes by the Soita Labayla, that the Gemara says there's an issue of Yichud. The Gemara discusses the topic of Yichud. So you see that Yichud Erais even applies to non-Gilei Erais. And others think that they say no, because Tumak Sivbok Erais, Soita, despite the fact that there's no Koreis, is treated like Erais with respect to some halachas, not all, with respect to some halachas. So maybe there the Tanaim assumed that again to Yichud of the Soita I treated like Erais. Maybe by a coin of the Grusha, maybe there wouldn't be such a problem. See, by Nida also there's a question. Nida, we mentioned the Gemara Lam and Zayin and Aleph, that the Pasuk says, Suga Bashashanim, that there's no Issa Yichud. By Ishta Nida, there's no Issa Yichud. The Tosis is bothered with Akasha on that Lam and Zayin and Aleph. There's also a famous Tosis. Why is it famous? Because the later Achronim quote, the Tosis is Maram Lublin. Maram Lublins are not so famous, but this one here is a Maram Lublin, and this Tosfos has said something that's Negeh LaHalacha, so the later post can discuss. Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. What's going on here? There's a pasuk in Chumash on Adam, on Chapal Hanves. There's a pasuk in Chumash Devarim, Terek Yud Gimel, which teaches us as an Issa Yichud Deraisa. Then all of a sudden, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that's Mata Yichud with a Dita. How can you have a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says it's a Hetta Yichud? The Pasuk of Chumash says that there's an Issa Yichud with all our eyes. How can you learn from a Pasuk in Shir Hashem to be Mata the Issa Yichud? That's Taisis Kash. So it's interesting. Nida is clearly an exception to the rule. There's something different about Nida. Normally, let's say a man is Mekadesh Achoisai, man is Mekadesh Bitoi. Man is Mekadesh Imoy, man is Mekadesh Eshesish. So the Gemara says, Enki Dushin Toksim by Arayis. What's the definition of Gilead Arayis? Koreis. Nonetheless, the Gemara learns that from a person. The man is Mekadesh Anido, Anido is Koreis. Man is Mekadesh Anido, so the Kedushin are Toksim. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk like that. Or, normally, a Vlad from a Arayis is a Mamzer. A Boal Imo, Boal Bita, Boal Eshesish, Boal is Vlad. The Vlad is a Mamzer. The Vlad men Anido, the Gemara says, Hakamoidim. Even the Tanu is the most Machmer. Even Rabbi Kiva says the Vlad Chai Vilamin is a mamza, Abol Anita, Moided that the Vlad is not a mamza. So there's some, obviously there is an exception to the rule over here. The question is, in what direction is there an exception to the rule? What are the psukim telling us? Are the psukim telling us that Nida, despite the fact that it has chorus, is not included in Gilei Arayis? Echol Chametz B'Pesach is also chorus, is not included in Gilei Arayis. If you do Malacha on Shabbos, is also chorus. If you eat on Yom Kippur, is also chorus. It's nothing to do with Gilei Arayis, and maybe that's what it means. That despite the fact that Nida has to do with Bias Asuras, And despite the fact that it has Koris and a Diva Asura, it doesn't belong to the category of Gili Arayis. That's what it means. So the Staka no Yehorek Val Yavar. Boala Nida, there's no Yehorek Val Yavar. Someone holds a gun to my head and he says I should be Boala Nida, otherwise he's going to kill me. So there's no Yehorek Val Yavar. That's what it means. Or do you say, no, Nida is Gili Arayis. As Koris, there is Gili Arayis. But whereas usually the Vlad Min Ho'erva is a Mamze, whereas usually Ein Kiddushin Toksin Ba'arayis, it's an exception to the rule. But don't say it's an exception to the rule that it's not Gil Arayis. Say it is Gil Arayis. It's an exception to the rule that the Vlad is not a Mamze and Kiddushin not Toksin. So that's a Machleike, is the Poskim point that. That's a Machleike, is the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam writes several times explicitly. Rambam starts off one parak in Hilchas Isurim Bi'ah. Hamida Bechlal Arayishi. That's the first line that the Rambam writes. Then he repeats that phrase around four times in Hilchas Isurim Bi'ah, that Nida is included in all the Gili Arayis. So the Rambam seems to hold the Farish. It is Gili Arayis, and it's an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that it's Gili Arayis, I say Kiddushin Atovsin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And the Rabbein Atam and the Sefer HaYosher, the Achorinim quote, Rabbein Atam writes in the Chuvus and the Sefer HaYosher Faker. He says the fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzen, Kiddushin Atoksin is a Hechacho, that neither is not an Erevo, and the din is that you don't say Yehorek Val Yavar. That you don't say Yehorek Val Yavar. It's the Feirish and the Sefer Yosha. The Beis Yosef and Yeridei in the middle of Hilchas Nida quotes a Tshuvas HaRambam. What if the wife is a Nida and she needs help? She needs medical treatment, and they don't have a nurse. And the only one who is there to take care of the wife is the husband. So is he allowed to take her pulse? Is he allowed to pick her up? And so on. So the Ramban talks about Yehorek Val Yavar in such a case. Yehorek Val Yavar, even though it's not Derechipa. That's what the Shach argues. What do you mean? Here of Bosad is not Derechipa. Even the Rambam would agree that it's not Nisa Derech. But the Mechaber quotes this Tshuvas Ramban that there's a possibility to say Yehorek. He holds number one as a double portion that you say Yehorek Val Yavar by Nida. The Nida is Gilei Arayis. And then he says, and he wants to talk about Abiz Rais, not Guala Nida, just to do Abizrayas of Kirav Basa. And then he wants to even extend it, even Kirav Basa, that's not Derechiba, just giving her medical assistance, just taking a pulse or giving her a medication or whatever, a rubdown or something. So he wants to say Harbal Yad even on such a case. He holds clearly that you say, Mechaber quotes Shulis and Ramban clearly, that you do say Harbal Yad by Nito. And other Achredim point out that the Rabbein Atam, the Sefer Yosher, says not so. In fact, I remember when we learned Yevomis, we learn Yevamos on the first daf in Yevamos, and based on an Aleph, Tais Inspect Akasha. There is a din in the Gemara, call Yevamos Shein Ani Koribo B'Shash Nifilo, Yevamos Yovo Leho. So then there's no Zika later on. For example, let's say two brothers are married to two sisters. Let's say two brothers are married to two sisters. So my brother died, I happen not to have a brother. Let's say I have a brother, and he's married, and we're married to two sisters. My brother dies and he leaves no children. So at the time my brother dies, and my wife is still alive, so there's no chalitza, there's no yibum, there's nothing. So what would happen later if his wife dies later? So aches ishta lacha misu sishta zeta. Only aches ishta b'chayel. If the wife is still alive, you're not allowed to marry the sister. But if the wife dies, then you are allowed to marry the sister. So at the time that my brother died, the time that the two brothers are married to the two sisters and everyone is alive, then one brother dies, so at that time there's no chalitza, there's no yibum, there's nothing. Because today it's aches ishta. So at that time she's permitted to marry anybody she wants. But let's say she didn't get to marry anybody yet, and then his wife dies, the wife of the surviving brother dies. So now he's permitted to marry his aches nishta lahamishis ishto. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter. Kol yevam v'shein eni karba b'shas nefila. When the brother died, there was no din of Yiva Mahalitza, because at that time she was an Ervo. So even though later on, the wife of the surviving brother died, and now she's no longer an Ervo, the Zika doesn't come Yesh Meyak, it doesn't come from thin air. Either the Zika to the surviving brother was there, Bishas Misa Sa'ach, or it doesn't come along. So Tosfos Rek Akasha, if that's true, what happens if the brother died and his wife was a Nida? Every month the woman is a Nida. So the brother died at a time that the wife was a Nida. Not so far-fetched. Let's say the man was sick for a long time, and the wife has gone to the hospital to stay there every day, every day, every day. What's she going to go to the mikveh for? Her husband is on his deathbed. So she hasn't gone to the mikveh for half a year. And then the husband finally died, and she's a Nida at the time that the husband died. So there's no, at the time that she's a Nida, so there's an Issa Koris. So he's not allowed to be bawled. There's no mitzvah of Yivama Yavaleh when a woman is a Nida. You don't say, Ezebechel, I says, Sheshbo Koris.
He's not allowed to be bald-headed. So maybe I should say, it is not true, but they asked me, maybe I should say, if the Yavama was a Nida at the time that her husband died, I should say that even if later on she goes to Mikra, I should say there's no need for Chalitza Yibum. And they quote enough in the Gemara and Sochim. They quote enough in the Gemara and Sochim that says the theory that it's not so. They couldn't find the Gemara in Yavama. The whole Masipa, they quote a Gemara from Sochim. At the end of Sochim it says, I think the Dachyani just learned, the end of Sochim it says, by Tobit Vamitzvah, Vasim Mitzvah, Loyasim Mitzvah. So it's a Bezerish Gemara that there is Nika. So Tosfos says, how come? So Tosfos gives an answer that the only time you say, very cryptic answer, you don't understand what they say. Tosfos gives an answer, the only time that klal applies, that if at the time of Mises HaBaal, it wasn't permissible to do Yibum, that's only if the Issa was to the Yavam, but there was no Issa to anybody else. Let's say, the two brothers are married to two sisters. So there's an Iser, Aches Ishtoi, to the surviving brother. So I say, let the woman marry somebody else. She's allowed to marry anybody she wants. She's just not allowed to marry the surviving brothers. And then I say, oh, since at the time of the death of the husband, she was Asura to the other one, she was Materis to everybody. But then I say, even if later on his wife dies, the wife of the surviving brother dies, and now she's no longer prohibited to marry in, I say, still, call Yivam Hashem and Karba Bashastri Fila Yivam Yavaleah. It's an Eishes Tach, the love of Maka Mitzvah, and there's not going to be any Zika later. But if the woman at the time her husband died was a Nida, Nida is also to everybody. Nida is not only an Eishes to the surviving Rosh, it's also to everybody, so the whole cloud doesn't apply. What kind of a Verta does? What kind of a Verta is that? So when we learned the Tosfos, when we learned Baruch Solveig, we didn't understand one word. So Rav Soloveitchik came in and he gave out Gansa Maroch, and he started, so 10, 15 years later, we found the whole Maroch that he said is often in the Sefer Yosher Rabbein Atam. Must have Ruach HaKodesh, how he figured it out. So he said, the pshat in the Tosfos is that the only time this din applies, he didn't look in the Sefer Yosher. Once in a while he would look, but on this one he didn't tell us it's the Sefer Yosher. So he said, the only time that this din applies, call Yavam Hashem and Yikar by pshat, it means if the woman was an Erva. And the Gemara says, later in Yavam Hashem, Daf Mem Hei, that the definition of an Erva is that she's Asura to me, Materis to other people. But if the woman is, if the person Asura to everybody, that's by definition not called an Erva. Where's that Gemara? The Gemara has a machloikis on them, Dalid, and hey, the Gemara in Yavamas has a machloikis at Tanoim. What's the din about Akam Habo Abbas Yisrael? A guy is living with a Jewish woman and have children. So the mother's Jewish, so the children are Jewish. Are the children Mamzerim or not? So one Tana says, the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference whether Abbas Yisrael is single or married. One Tana is on the din, Akam Habo Abbas Yisrael, even if Abbas Yisrael is a Pnuyo, all the children are Mamzerim. Because it's like Gili Arayis. And the other Takan that we pass kind of like holds not so. Hakma Abba Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Bein the Pnuya, Bein the Eshishish, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So in the Gemara, when the Gemara gives the explanation why the Vlad is not a Mamzer, so there are two Girsas in the Gemara. So the way the Rashba has a Girsas HaGrainim, and we have in our editions of the regular Gemara, the Dom Lashas has a different Girsas. So the way it says in our editions of the Gemara, says the reason why Akam Habo Abbas Yisrael Havlad Tosha Ben Bepnuy Ben Beishishish is that when we say Havlad Mamzer, when let's say Abu Alachoisa, that these two people can't marry. But he can marry anybody else he wants, and she can marry anybody else. Just these two now. Abu Alim Abu Albito Abu Alishishish. She's Muteris to her husband. He's Muter to marry anybody else he wants. But if it's, but the Gemara says, Akam Habo Abbas Yisrael. Akam can't marry any Jewish woman. So since he's awesome to everybody, so the Gemara means to say you can't consider that Gilei Arayis. And the Mela, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. The only time the Vlad is a Mamzer is if it's a Bia of Gilei Arayis. If it's not a Bia of Gilei Arayis, not a Bia Servo, so the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara says such a whenever the person is awesome to everybody, Osra Kuliyama, so that's not included in the definition of Arayis. So that's what the Rabbi Natana was saying, oh Yosha writes the whole thing. The way we have the Tosfos in Yavama is that based on it's one line, you don't know what he's talking about. The Rabbi Natana says, oh Yosha writes it by Rishas. The deal was, would you say you heard by Yava by Anido? Is it included in Gilei Arayis there? So he says, no, it's not you heard by Yava. The Harayah that Kiddushin Atoksin, the Harayah that Vlad is not a Mamzer, and so that's a Hechocha, that is an exception to the rule. So he says, in what direction? It's clearly an exception to the rule. The question is, what direction is it an exception to the rule? So whereas the Rambam learns it's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that neither is Gilei Arayis, Nonetheless, the din of that the blood is not a man, the kedusha not tough, since the Rabbeinu Tam understood the opposite. No, not that neither is gili arayis, and nonetheless, the exception to the rule is that it's not called gili arayis. And then he says, and the clincher is from this din by yibum, that if the often the Gemara in the end of Pesachim, that if the woman was a nida at the time that the husband died, even though at that time it was an isur kares, it's not the same as the two brothers who are married to the two sisters that have a kal kol yivam shein and ikar ba b'shas tefila yivam yavo lef. If there was no din of yibum then, so there's no din of yibum at all. He says no, it doesn't apply because the nida is not gili arayis because she's asura to everybody like the akam abo amashisol and the whole shtikol teru. The Rabbeinu Tam, and they say, oh, yes, has a long children. Well, he puts everything together from A to Z. And the D on the topic, if you look in the table of contents, and they say, oh, yes, the title, the topic of that tshuva is, do you say, you heard by Yava, by Nida? So he says, you don't. He comes up with a chiddush. He says, Nida is an exception to the rule, that it's not, that despite the fact that this course is not called Gilei Rais. So the Pashtus, you could say like this, and the Tesis Kasha and Daf Laman Zayin and Al, Tesis Mekha Kasha. What do you have over here? You have a Pasik in Shir Hashim, Suga Ba Shishan, tells you a Hefter and an Isra that's written in the Chumash. In the Chumash, you have an Isra of Yichud, Yichud with Arayas, and all of a sudden you have a Pasik in Shir Hashim, is Mata Disa Yichud for Nido. So one could answer, you don't need the Pasik in Shir Hashim to be Megala this secret. If you should assume, not like the Prisha, the Prisha claims that the Isra Yichud Arayas even applies to Chavi Lavik, the Chavi Yes. But if one should assume like the other Achreinim, not like the Prisha, that the Issa Yichud Arayis, there's Yichud Rabbanan by Pnuyo, but the Issa Yichud Arayis is only by Arayis, and Arayis only means Chavikrisis. Neither will not be included according to Rabbeinu Tam, because neither, despite the fact that this Kareis is not called Gilei Arayis. So the Pasuk in Shir Hashim is just saying over what we already know from the Pesukim and Chumash, that neither is not included in Gilei Arayis, and in Meila there's no Issa Yichud. But the Taisus over here does not answer like that. Taisus Laman Zayinim and Aleph does not answer like this word. Taisus says like this. Taisus says, the Pasuk in Chumash Gufa, on our daf, on Chafal Foundation, the Pasuk in Chumash Gufa tells you there's an Issa Yichud D'Araisa with an exception to the rule. What is the exception to the rule? The son with the mother, there's no Issa Yichud. And what about a father with a daughter? So the answer is also there's no Issa Yichud. Where's the Pasuk? And what about a grandmother with a grandson? A Machlek is not right. So we'll make on that. Where's the Pasuk? The answer is there's no Pasuk. And where the Gemara has at the end of Kiddushin, what about a brother and a sister? Is there an Issa Yichud or not? So the Gemara says sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Gemara says a brother with a sister, they're allowed to be misyache, but they're not allowed to be dor together. They live kavua together, they're not allowed to because b'choish Hashem yovala. But to be misyache is mutter. So all discussion on Achrayim, what does that mean? Let's say sometimes a brother and a sister, they live out of town, they're both going to school in New York. Instead of paying, he's going to pay for the dormitory there, and she's going to pay for the dormitory there, so the brother and the sister take an apartment together, and they live kavua in the same apartment. So that's what the Gemara says, like, you're not allowed to do that. The people who do it, that's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do it. The brother and the sister, there's no Issa Yichud, but dor, lado biyachad, you're not allowed to, because then there is an Issa Yichud. What's exactly the shir? So some say less than 30 days, more than 30 days, it's going to be more than 30 days, then it's an Isser of Lodur, then there's no Hefer Yichud. Others say even much less than that, even less than 30 days is already an Isser. Others even say less than that. But there's different opinions in Achrayim. But I'll call upon him, sometimes it is Mutan. Habein Misyachidim Ha'och, Misyachidim Ha'choysa, there's a Hefer Yichud, but not a Hefer of Lodur. So where are all these Pesukim? The Pasuk only says there's an exception to the rule, that the bain is misyached with the mother. Where's the pasuk that says the father with the daughter? Where's the pasuk for the grandmother? Where's the pasuk for the grandfather? Where's the pasuk with the brother and the sister? So the answer is, the pasuk is megala, that the Issa Yichud depends, it's a function of how much Yetzirah there is. So if you know that in a certain relationship there isn't such a strong Yetzirah, the mother with the son, the father with the daughter, and the grandparents, and the brother and the sister for a short period of time, so it's included in the pasuk that says that the bain with imo is a heavy yichud. So Taisa says, well, the nami, the ishta nida. It's not that I have a mokka from a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says suga bashasham special heter. I don't need a special heter. It's included in the heter in the pasuk over here, just like here. There's no yetzahara. So ishta nida, there's no yetzahara. There's a yeshua pas basal shibu moteres lachazman. So therefore, it's included in the heter with bain and imo. So that's what the Taisa answers. Alamed Zayinim and Al. So that's what I said. There's a famous Maharam that the Poskim, the Shuvah Svarim, talking about the Maharam Luvlin, and that Taisus Lamed Zayin and Aleph, discusses the following topic. There is a Gemara in the beginning of Sudbis and Avdalah, the Sudbis Gemara has a din. What if a couple got married and the girl didn't go to Mikviyat? Or they got married and the girl became a Nida. After they got married, the girl became a Nida before they had a chance to have the Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara says, unlike a normal case, that there's a Heta Yichud with a Yishtoy Nida, here there's a special din that if Tirsa Nida came to Yerushalayim, so there's no Heta Yichud. The Gemara says, who Yoshin Bein Anoshin? Ishti Yishen Bein Anoshin. So on that Gemara, there's a, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Shulchan Aruch quote, there's a double machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivin. There's no Raivin on the Arach HaZokeh, but we have the Raivin in the Balei HaNefesh, where he has all of Hilchas Nida. So there's a double machlokes. The Raivin holds that it's not an Issa Yichud. Ishta Nida Koydim B'Yerushalayim is not an Issa Yichud. It has nothing to do. He says, on the one hand it's more kal, and on the other hand it's more chom. He says, Ishta Nida Koydim B'Yerushalayim is only when they're going to sleep. It's only balayla it's also when they want to go to sleep. By yom, he says there's no issa yichud. Yichud with arayis, yichud with an eshes ish, yichud with someone else. It doesn't make a difference by yom or balayla. But he says over here it's not so. Ishta nida there's no issa yichud. Period. It's a separate there the rabbanu who yoshin bein anoshim yishen bein anoshim only when they're going to sleep. By yom is mutter. So on the one hand the rabbi gives you a kula. On the other hand he gives you a chumra. He says when they are going to sleep then he holds you have to have a double shlirim. Because that's the Lashon HaGemara. Hu Yoshin Bein Anoshim. The Ishti Yishen Bein Anoshim. It's not just enough, let's say, that they have the Chosin's brother will sleep in the same apartment. That's not enough. You have to have another boy should be there, Hu Yoshin Bein Anoshim, and another girl should be there, Hu Yishen Bein Anoshim. You have to have both. So the Rabbi holds a separate Zera Derabana. And it's quoted there in Tzuvos and Avdalah in the context of another story that's clearly a separate Zera. The story that the Chosin Kala got married and one of the relatives died and they postponed the Levaya in order that they should have the Yas Mitzvah and they observed the Shivas Yimei Avelis after the Shivas Yimei Hamishta, a whole difficult case. So the Gemara says in such a case, Dvam Shebetzina Noeg, it's also B'tashma Shamita, not only when he's sitting Shiva later, even during the Shivas Yimei Hamishta, it's also B'tashma Shamita, Dvam Shebetzina Noeg. And it says there, Hu Yoshin Ben Anoshim, Ishti Yishen Ben Anoshim. So they're married already for 40 years. They're married already for 40 years. Oh, that case, they're not married for 40 years. Excuse me. They're not married, they just got married. Okay. But it's not a story. She's not a Nida. She's not a Nida. We're not talking about Nida. She went to Mikra. It's not a problem of Nida over there. It's a din of Avelis. So you can't say that that's a Nisa. Yichud Deraita, Sefrik Zeira Derabona. So the rabbi holds that just like, and Nigmar puts it together, the Chay. So the rabbi holds that just like that story by the Hilchas Avelis, because we were gave a special kulas to postpone the Levaya to the next day and so on. So because we made somebody kulas, we have to introduce a Chumre, who Yoshim and Anoshim are separate Zeres. So the rabbi holds the Chay, the Pirsa Ishta Nida, Kaidim Birishan, is a separate Zeres, the Rabbanim doesn't correspond to Hilchas Yichud. When the Rambam quotes these dinas, in Hilchas Yisuri Biya, the Rambam does not hold like the Raivin on both accounts. He doesn't say a distinction between Bayom and Balayla. He doesn't require a double Shmirah. The Rambam puts it together with all the dinim of Yichud. In fact, the simple reading of the Rambam is that Ishtei Nida, Koyna Dirishan, is an Issa Yichud Derais. That's what I find and point out. The simple reading of the Rambam, because the Rambam writes, is an Issa Yichud Derais by Arayis, and Tanuya is only an Issa Yichud Derabanan. And the exceptions to the rule of Yichud are a brother with a sister, the Yikroi, and a mother with a son, and a father with a daughter, and Ishtei Nida Lacha B'Yerushayna. Sounds from the simple way the Rama presents it, Ishtei Nida Koydim B'Yerushayna, like Anissa Yichud Derai. So that's a simple Dachrenim point out. That's a simple Mashmaz of the Rama. So that's what they point out. The Maharam, Lublin, writes like that explicitly on this thesis, as like casually. He doesn't even write it as a Chiddush. He writes a Dala Pasha, that the Heter that's taught to us in this Pasuk in Shirashir, that there isn't such a strong Yetzirah, and the Mele is included in the Heter of the Bein Levimo, that there's no Issa Yichud. So he says that, of course, it's only Laha B'Yerushan, it couldn't be Yerushan, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. It'll be included in the Din of Yichud Deraisa. One better have to say, the Pasuk can discuss this. We observe Din of Deraisa and Din of Derabonim, we observe them all, but if you have, sometimes you have, it's Dodim Lahakil. The Poskim are always Neitel Lahach Memor regarding an Issa Derais and then an Issa Derabonim. So they point out that it's not so poshut over here. The Ravid holds that Ishtani, the Kodavi Rishayna, is a separate chumra, separate zera, the Rabbanon, it doesn't correspond to Hilchos Nida. But the Rambam and the Maharam Lublin and the Tesis Lam Zayin, no, they both assume that the Yichud Ishtani, the Kodavi Rishayna, is really an Isid Derais. It's included in the regular din of Yichud, that the heter of Sugah Bash Hashanah only begins to take effect after the Bia Rishayna. Yeah, the Gemara says there were geyser later. That's a good kash. Why shouldn't that be an issa if it's arayis? The Ramban says that it's arayis. I say, all right, well, yeah, but why shouldn't that be an issa if it's arayis? I don't know. Yeah, it's a good kash. I have to look in the Gemara again. Where's the Gemara now by the Zohar? The Gemara discusses that that's the yichud. Let's take a look. In the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, the Torah describes the death of Sarah Imenu, and then the way Avraham Avinu has to handle with the Bnei Ches to negotiate to purchase the Moras HaMachpelah. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that Basar Nesenis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, that he went through 10 Nesenis. The greatest of the 10 Nesenis was, of course, the Akedah. But that wasn't the last Nesenis in his life. So Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out, these are the last Nesenis that are described in the Chumash. The purchasing of the Moras HaMachpelah and then taking care, arranging for the Shidduch for Yitzchak. So Leishik pointed out, I remember he held this drasha after his wife passed away, so he was very tzibrochen. So he pointed out that Sarah was Mea Shana, the Esm Shana, B'Shem Hashem, she was 127. And Avraham Avinu was 10 years older than her. So he was 137. And he lived many years, the guy didn't die soon after, he lived till 175. So nothing, no major events occurred in his life. Just right after the Akedah, Rashi quotes in the Medrash, right after the Akedah, Sarah passed away when she heard about the Akedah, and then he had to negotiate, and that's it. He ended his career. That's what Rav Soloveitchik kept saying. He was so tzibrach, when his wife passed away, he was prepared to close up shop. He was prepared to end his career also. So he said he gets the impression that the Ovis only had their greatness, Kozman, that they had a sheet of pula with the Imams. But if you don't have Emoyos, so the others also didn't have the great level of godless. And then he went into a discussion of the Psukim earlier, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of Lech Lecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu that his wife Sarah is going to have a baby when Nisim in the Flores, at the age of 90, she's going to give birth to a baby, that's Hanes. So Avraham Avinu says, no, you know, don't make me any Nisim. Lu Yishmael Yechiel Lefanach. It's okay, you don't have to make me any Nisim. Let Yishmael be the one who will be Mamshech the Kedushah Shisol. So Avraham Shalom says, what are you talking about? Ki B'Yitzchak Kar L'Chazera. So what does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik added on. Avraham Avinu didn't realize. He thought, look, he's one of the Yogas. Avraham Avinu is one of the Yogas. So his child is Memele, Shaykh Yishmael, one of the children of Shaykh, that he should be Mamshech the Kedushah Shisol. So the Banish Lama told him, what are you talking about? You're the first of the Yavas. Are you a Yesh Mayan? Your parents were both of the Avodah Zarah. Terach, yeah, we're all of the Avodah Zarah. But the next one of the Yavas and the next one has to have both parents have to be Yavas and Imoras. Yishmael only had a father who was one of the Yavas. His mother wasn't from the Imoras. Hagar, she had nice tzaddikas, but she wasn't from the Yavas. From the Imoras. Has to be the Yitzchak, Karloch Hazar, has to be Yitzchak that he has a father and a mother, both from the Yavas and from the Imoras. So he spoke about the chashivus of the Yavas and the Imoras. So there's a new trend now going on that people feel that we have cheated the women. So they speak about the significance of the Imoras, so they feel that we should change the nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei. Instead of just saying, Elokei Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, you have to anand, Elokei Imoseinu, Elokei Sarah Rivka Rachav Aleihem. In fact, now what is Taina, you can't cheat Bilah v'Zilpah. Got to throw in Bilah v'Zilpah also. That's against the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says, Aniku Ovis Ela Shlosha. Aniku Mois Ela Arbor. The Bilah v'Zilpah, with all due respect, they were wonderful women, but they were not from Emois. You can't just add on anybody you want to. The Gemara says they were not from Emois. So why talk if we say that the Ovis without the Emois couldn't function as Ovis in such an insistence on Ovis and Emois? So why talk it don't we mention in Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei? Rav Soloveitchik used to say stam, a loshen about this. He said, you can't just tamper with the Nusach HaTfilah. He was very upset why the Reform and the Conservative and even many Orthodox also used to change the Nusach HaTfilah, the Misakon this and Misakon that. He used to use the Loshon Kodem also the Toch Shaloi. Like a person who's a balabas, he wants to be Tzorsa Marcha, he can Tzorsa Nekatsa, he can do whatever he wants, Nifuach and Aran, and temple with the Tfilah. He says the Chazal have a Loshon that the Anshe Knesset HaGdol were the ones who composed the Nuschoas HaTfilah. And Rav Chaim Olozhin points out, the Loshon HaGemara is that the Anshe Knesset HaGdol was a body that consisted of 120 Chachamim, Ubehem Kama Nevi'im, and amongst them were several Nevi'im. What's the significance of mentioning Ubehem Kama Nevi'im? So Rav Chaim Olozhin says, in order to compose a Nuschoas HaTfilah, you have to have a Koyach HaNevuah. Stam to write a Nuschoas HaTfilah, probably a great scholar wouldn't be able to figure it out. He always used to say on different occasions that he used to say in Yiddish, he doesn't find any geschmack at all when he hears rabbis compose their own benedictions, their own prayers. So he doesn't find that it's meaningful at all. You have to have a Koyach HaNevuah to be able to compose such a Nuschoas. He used to say in Yiddish, there's such an expression, when you have a little siddur, so all the letters are so tiny. And the words talamota are tinier because it says on one side the same bracha, on the other side it says same talamota. So when you want to say that something is so insignificant, it's so small, so you say, azoi grosh v'atalamota naklein siddur. So he said, so taka, why, if he said the whole shmones in the wintertime, just left out the words of the same talamota. He said the same bracha he's saying in the summertime also. He didn't say the same talamota. These two tiny little words that makes you daven over the whole shmones. It really is hard to understand. We really don't. We said so much. He davened so much for Malchus Beis David and Moshiach and all the sick people who are giving daven. Just left out these two tiny little words. Why do you have to daven? So he says, we really don't understand what they're doing in the tefillah. If we were being a Nevi'im, we would understand what's so significant about those two tiny little words in the Siddur about the same talamot. So he used to be very upset why people are tempering with the Siddur. That's why he said it. Even though his family tradition was that they never said any of the Marobis and the Piyutim, but in Boston, Hishol, he insisted you gotta say everything that's printed in the Machzah, even though it was against his tradition, because they're gonna show the Balabatim, and you can tamper, even with Lumbus, then they're gonna tamper and throw out whatever they want. So he felt that as a Hiro Ashur, you have to leave everything in. So what's Taka the Pshat, if we are so insistent on stressing that the greatness of the Yavis was only caused man that had a sheet of Pula with the Imois, and without the Emoyas, the Yavis weren't, they led wonderful lives, but they didn't have great Nisyanis that go down in history that are recorded in Chumash. We should learn from them. So why talk when we start the Shema Nesem? Why don't we mention? Elokeinu, you should do Bitzina. You should try to tone down everything, not to do things by them. Sometimes the Rabbanu Shlomo says, B'leis Breri, he wants us to do things by Fahesya. He wants us to have to be a little bit civil. He wants us to bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have a government. You have to have a community framework. You have to have rabbanim and so on. So he says, you have to do things b'fasya. So he says, let the men do the things b'fasya. The women should maintain their tznius. They shouldn't do things b'fasya. So he doesn't want the women to be mitzarf to a minyan. Mitzarf to a minyan means that you're doing something in public. He doesn't want the women kohanas, that they should be marking korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't want the women to serve as a melech. He doesn't want the women to do all the things in public. It's bad enough that the men have to do it in public. We don't want the women to do. So we don't want the women to daven for another. I was speaking recently about this. I said over the Yiddish story, but it loses in translation. People don't understand. To tell the story about the Chassidish Rebbe, did a moifes. That in Europe the highways weren't paved. So in the wintertime when it would rain, so there would be big lotus, there would be big mud puddles. So sometimes the horses would go pulling the wagons and they would get stuck in a blot in the Balagola would have